Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here again, just a portion of that epistle reading for today from Philippians, the third chapter. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Christian friends, there are some things in life that we will never forget. You have some of those things, I'm sure, in your mind and in your heart. Things that will stick with you until the day you die. One of those things for me that I will never forget is the day that I met and saw my wife for the first time. That was a great day. Never forget that day. I'll never forget the experience of the birth of my five children. Wonderful days those were. I'll never forget them. I'll never forget the first time I got into a pulpit in a real church and preached a sermon. I don't think that was very memorable for those who heard it, but for me, I will never forget that day. A lot of things that I won't forget. Those are some good things. There are some bad things that I won't forget too, things that I wish I could forget, but I just can't. Aren't you like that too? We have this whole list of things that we won't forget, some of those great things in our lives and some of those not so great moments in our lives. If you think of the man who wrote Philippians chapter 3, St. Paul, there was a day that I believe he was actually referring to in this Bible passage, something that would make Paul say, I will never forget that day. It was the day that he saw the risen Savior, Jesus Christ, on the way to Damascus. Acts 9 tells that story. He's going to Damascus to persecute Christians there, and Jesus appears to Paul, knocks him to the ground, and as he sees the risen Savior, Jesus says, why are you persecuting me, Saul? And he is blinded by that encounter with the Christ. But then through Ananias, Jesus heals him of his blindness. Heals him really in two kind of ways. He heals him of his physical blindness caused by that heavenly light on the road. And then he heals him of his spiritual blindness by showing Paul that he, Christ, Jesus, really is the Christ, the promised Messiah. And Paul, as a result of that experience, he would say, I will never forget that day. In fact, there are two statements, I think, in our passage today that refer to that. Verse 12, Christ Jesus took hold of me. And 14, God has called me heavenward in Christ. Christ Jesus took hold of me. He grabbed me on that Damascus road, and he made me his own. And then he gave me a call. God has called me heavenward in Christ. It is something that he would never forget. There are some things that should never be forgotten. Christ Jesus has also taken hold of you. He's grabbed hold of you in your baptism. He's made you his own. He's claimed you as his child. And then he issued you a call. I'm not necessarily talking about that call you feel to become a pastor or deaconess or professor or church professional, but that call that you have received as a child of God. The call of God heavenward in Christ Jesus. That call of Christ to you should never be forgotten. But when we read this text, Paul is really talking more about forgetting than remembering. Listen to him. He says, forget what is behind. Forget the past, Paul says. Oh, Paul, Scripture is filled with imperatives telling us to remember. Psalm 77, remember the deeds of the Lord. I will remember the miracles of long ago. David sings out, remember the wonders that God has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. Christ himself, do this in remembrance of me. Forget what is behind. Paul says, yeah. Do some faithful forgetting. Faithfully forget anything in the past that hinders that heavenward call in Christ Jesus. Now, if you think about it, there's probably a lot of things in the past that could hinder our heavenward call in Christ Jesus. There's a host of ways that our yesterdays are a barrier to what God wants to do today and in the future. Here's the first yesterday we have trouble forgetting. It's a day in the past when we've done something wrong. And as a result of that sin, we still have guilt and shame and regret. And oftentimes, that guilt of our yesterdays can hinder the good that God wants to accomplish in our lives in the future. Because of the guilt in my past, I'm not going to be able to answer the call of God in the present or in the future. Because of my guilt and my shame and my regret, I'm not worthy to receive the blessings that God has promised. You see how the past can hinder our call heavenward in Christ Jesus. Paul says, through Christ, forget those things. Forget the guilt, forget the shame, forget the regret, forget the sin. God has. It's his promise in Christ. Forget what is behind. That's faithful forgetting. A second yesterday we have trouble with. We have trouble not only when we have sinned, but when somebody has sinned against us. So often the pain and the hardship or the bitterness or the anger of something that someone has done to us prevents us from knowing the good that God has planned for us in the future. You know what Paul says? Forget it. Faithfully forget. Through God's power, forget what is behind, including the sin of our brothers and sisters. Because the sin of somebody else in the past can keep us from experiencing God's goodness today and tomorrow because we're living in anger or in bitterness or in resentment. Faithfully forget. A great biblical example of this is Joseph in the Old Testament. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. You know the story very well. Put yourself in Joseph's shoes. How would you feel about that? I don't have any brothers, but I've got a few sisters. In fact, I was the youngest of five. If my sister sold me into slavery, as they undoubtedly wanted to do once in a while, I would be pretty upset, wouldn't you? I'd hold on to that a little bit. Joseph had every right to live a bitter and a resentful and an angry life. Is that the way Joseph lived? No, it is not. God changed his life. He became the second most powerful man in all of Egypt. Then he got married and had a son. And do you know what he named his firstborn son? Genesis 41. He named him Manasseh. And do you remember the significance of that name? Manasseh means forgotten. Joseph intentionally named his oldest son Forgotten so that every time he remembered his son, or called his son by name, he would remember this: it is because God has made me forget all my trouble. He forgot what others had done to him in the past. That's faithful forgetting. Are you able to forget the things that people have done in the past to you? Paul says, through God's power, forget those things. Don't hold on to the bitterness and the resentfulness and the anger. Forget what is behind. That is faithful forgetting. Faithfully forget our sins and failures and guilt of the past. Faithfully forget the sins and failures of others who have hurt us, sinned against us. But there is something that we should never forget. We should never forget that we in Christ are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. God remembers you. In fact, God remembers two very important things. God remembers his covenant, and God remembers his people. Listen to what he says about his covenant in Jeremiah 31. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel. I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sin no more. What is God's covenant with you? To remember your sins no more. To forget your sin. God remembers to forget. He is the very definition of a faithful forgetter. And where do we talk about his new covenant all the time? Right over there. This is the cup of the new covenant shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. God is saying there to you, I am forgetting your sins, and I am giving you the strength to forget them too. But he doesn't only remember his covenant, he remembers his people. Shows us how he remembers his people all throughout Scripture. But beautiful example of that is in Psalm 136. There's a refrain that's spoken again and again in that psalm. It starts out, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." And then the refrain, "His love endures forever." Over and over again, the psalmist says it. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. And he gives a host of deeds and characteristics of God illustrating his love. And one of the last verses says this, "The one who remembered us, his love endures forever." You're never forgotten. Not a single one of us is forgotten. He remembers us all. "I'll forget the sins. I'm not going to forget you, my son, my daughter, my child." For all the things of the past that we should faithfully forget, this is something we should gladly and always remember. God, our God, has remembered his covenant, and he's remembered his people. He remembers you, and he has called you heavenward in Christ Jesus. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.